Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to attend 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. Thailand suspends implementation of US-brokered peace agreement with neighboring Cambodia after a landmine blast near their border. British-Hungarian author David Slazy wins 2025 Booker Prize with novel Flesh in London. And in shooting, Samrat Rana bags gold medal at ISSF World Championship in Cairo, Egypt. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. The visit follows Angolan President João Lourenço's trip to New Delhi in May, when he invited President Murmu to join the 50th anniversary celebrations. Addressing the Angolan Parliament, President Murmu said that India had consistently supported the Angolan freedom struggle. Later in the day, President Murmu will proceed to Botswana for the second leg of her visit from 11 to 13 November. She will hold bilateral talks with her counterpart, President Duma Boko of Botswana, on a range of issues. Botswana have also indicated their readiness to collaborate with India on translocation of cheetahs to India. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu addressed members of the Indian community in Angola yesterday. She noted that about 8,000-strong Indian diaspora has been contributing positively to Angola's economic progress. She added that the Indian diaspora is an integral part of the comprehensive reforms taking place in India, emphasizing the immense opportunities to further strengthen trade, investment and people-to-people ties between India and Angola. President Murmu urged the Indian community to take an active part in endeavors to realize the shared prosperity of the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a two-day visit to Bhutan this morning. The visit underscores the ongoing tradition of high-level exchanges between the two nations and is aimed at further deepening the special friendship and cooperation between Bharat and Bhutan. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punat Sangju second hydroelectric project. In Bihar, polling for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar is underway. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. Voting turnout was registered 14.55% in the first 2 hours. Gaya and Kishanganj has the highest voting percentage, around 16% exercised their right to voting in the first 2 hours. Elections for the first phase was held on the 6th of this month, which witnessed record turnout of about 65%. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. Thailand has suspended the implementation of a United States brokered peace agreement with neighboring Cambodia after a landmine blast near their border injured two of its soldiers. Thai Prime Minister Anuttin Charnvirakul said after yesterday's incident that all actions set to be carried out under the truce will be halted until Thailand's demands, which remain unspecified, are met. There was no immediate response from the Cambodian government. Thai Defence Minister Nathaporn Narpanik said the army is still investigating whether the mine was newly laid. Thailand had previously accused Cambodia of laying new mines in violation of the truce, a charge that the Cambodian government denies. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. A powerful blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi killed 8 people and injured several others yesterday evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that investigators are keeping all options open while probing the blast, which took place in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal at around 7 p.m. It damaged 3 to 4 other vehicles and injured pedestrians and people travelling in auto rickshaws. Mr. Shah said teams of the Delhi Police, NIA, NSG and Forensics have started the probe and the exact details of the blast would be unearthed soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation in the wake of the blast and spoke to Home Minister Amit Shah. Mr. Shah visited the site of the car explosion and met the injured at the LNJP hospital, promising a thorough investigation into the blast. The embassy of Iran also conveyed its sympathy, expressing deep sorrow over the loss of lives and injuries and extending condolences to the government and the people of India. The embassy wished patience and comfort for the bereaved families and a speedy recovery for those injured in the tragic incident. Australian High Commissioner Philip Green also expressed deep sorrow, sending thoughts to the families and wishing a quick recovery to the injured. Sri Lanka's High Commission extended sympathies to the families of the victims and wished a speedy recovery to the injured. The Embassy of Morocco offered heartfelt condolences and prayers for those affected. Japanese Ambassador Ono Kiichi expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives, offering his condolences to the bereaved families and praying for the speedy recovery of the injured. British High Commissioner to India, Linda Cameron, and said her thoughts are with all those affected by the explosion and shared an updated travel advisory. The US Embassy in India has issued a security alert for its citizens, advising them to avoid areas around Delhi's Red Fort and Chandni Chowk, stay alert in crowded places, and monitor local media for updates. Hungarian-British author David Slazy was named the winner of the Booker Prize 2025 for his novel Flesh at a ceremony in London. Slazy was announced as a winner of the £50,000 award at a ceremony held in Old Billingsgate in London yesterday evening. He was previously shortlisted for the prize in 2016 for his novel All That Man Is. Written in spare prose and spanning decades from a Hungarian housing estate to the mansions of London's rich elite, Flesh is a propulsive novel centered on an emotionally detached man who is unraveled by a series of events beyond his grasp. The novel is the sixth work of fiction by David Slazy. He is also the author of the novels Spring and The Innocent, as well as the short story collection Turbulence. Born in Montreal to a Hungarian father and Canadian mother, Slazy grew up in London. In shooting, Samrat Rana clinched the men's 10-meter air pistol gold at the ISSF World Championship in Cairo yesterday, becoming the first Indian to win an individual air pistol world title. Rana won the men's 10-meter air pistol with a gold of 243.27, edging out China's Hua Kai by just 0.4 points. His compatriot Varun Tomar claimed bronze, completing a double podium for India. 22-year-old Rana became only the fifth Indian shooter to win a world title in an Olympic event, joining the elite list of Abhinav Bindra, Rudraksh Patil, Tejaswini Savant. Top Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and H.S. Pranoy will lead the men's singles of the Kumamoto Masters in Japan starting today. Olympic semi-finalist Lakshya Sen opens against local star Koki Watanabe, while Pranoy faces Malaysia's Leong Hung Hao in the first round of this BWF World Tour Super 500 event. In women's singles, 17-year-old Naisha Kaur Bhatoe will compete in the qualifiers starting today. India Meteorological Department IMD has said that cold wave conditions will prevail over Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. It said night temperatures will be below normal by about 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over South Haryana. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu to attend 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. Thailand suspends implementation of the US brokered peace agreement with neighboring Cambodia after a landmine blast near their border. British Hungarian author David Slazy wins 2025 Booker Prize with novel Flesh in London. And in shooting, Samrat Rana bags gold medal at the ISSF World Championship in Cairo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.